You want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. Order up! It is time for us to finish our division by division breakdown as we order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, as you might have guessed, we are ordering up the NFC East from 4-2-1. Who you got, D?
All right, first up, I've got the Commanders. You know, I think they have a ton of talent, but I'm worried about the quarterback position. They'll win games, they'll compete till the end. They're not going to go like, you know, they're not going to only win four games. They'll be there, but in this division, I got them finishing third. Fourth. And number three, I've got the New York Giants. Reality sets in this year. I think last year was an apparition. I think Daniel Jones will play well. Saquon will get hurt, and the defense will get gashed. On Dallas, I have it number two. And I think their defense will keep them in games. Their defense is going to keep them competitive. I think Dan Quinn is the best defensive coach in the league. Micah Parsons is the best defensive player in the league. Diggs is one of the best corners. The defense is the ceiling. The offense is the floor when it comes to success. McCarthy's calling plays. Dallas finishes second. And number one, I got the defending NFC champs. This comes down to defense. They are just studded. Jalen Carter, Fletcher Cox, Hassan Riddick, Darius Slay, James Bradbury, your boy, Brandon Graham, and Josh Sweat. Damn. Z, what do you got?
Yeah, James Bradbury, Philly's favorite.
Your boy.
My boy. Pass interference. Pass interference.
He admitted it.
Good. Let him admit it. Next time, be better. Be better, James. Be Carolina James, not Giant James. James and the Giant Squadouche. That's what you got in the Super Bowl. We're in agreement on the Commanders. Sam Howell's going to be okay. I think Sam Howell's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Okay doesn't get it done, though. Okay just does not get it done. And they've been on the treadmill of okay for a very long time. Okay to bad, right? So, Commanders, enjoy fourth place. Third place, how about them Cowboys? As usual, the media is really overrating how good this team is. The defense is pretty decent, right? Hankins, Lawrence, Odighizuwa, Parsons, Van Der Esch, solid. What are you going to get from Stephon Gilmore, the ageless Stephon Gilmore? We'll see. Is Trayvon Diggs going to be more interested in picks, or is he actually going to play some deep? We'll see. The offense, that gives me pause, gives me questions. Can Tony Pollard be the guy? We've seen him work hand in hand with Zeke. Can he be the guy? You got Rojo, but Rojo suspended for using PEDs. You got Deuce Vaughn. You know, give me Vaughn. He's going to be like a Darren Sproles type. That's fine. No Kellen Moore. What's this offense going to be now? It's a question mark. Lamb, decent. He's okay. Not great. Cooks. Brandon Cooks is on his, what, 27th team? He's a deep threat, but when Dak Prescott's the one throwing the ball, it's a lot of picks. And then Michael Gallup, he's coming back from a serious knee injury. Way too many question marks on offense. Way too many question marks. Number two, the New York Football Giants. I see the jump from Daniel Jones this year. I see the improvement from the rest of the team, right? Bring in Darren Waller, another year of Daniel Bellinger. Saquon is here. He's playing for a little more than $1.1 million. Let's be real here. So that defense plays. Hyatt is going to be a candidate for Offensive Rookie of the Year. That kid is going to be a stud. Enough to make the playoffs. Last year was not an aberration. It's a building block. Now we need to see Daniel Jones live up to the billing. And number one, they're going to slide back just because they were so good last year. It's impossible not to slide back. But not enough that the division's in doubt. The Giants will be good. The Eagles will be good, but the Eagles are better. Like, as a Giant fan, it doesn't pain me to say that because, like, that's some healthy respect right there. Like, the Eagles beat our ass in the playoffs. So, like, to be the man, you got to beat the man. The Giants didn't beat the man. The Eagles, they got studs on offense. They got studs on defense. Jalen Hurts, another solid year. Jalen Hurts might be in serious contention for that MVP yet again. Like, he's not going away. Like, he arrived, he's going to stay there. Now the question is, like, how far do they go from here? NFC title game, rematch with the Niners. That's what I see. But it starts with the division title in Philly.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.